الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction, one or two things. Firstly, we appreciate very much the hospitality and also that how you have hosted us and received us. Today it is the end of the month also. We are the end of the month is here and end of the financial year also. In spite of that, mashallah, you have sacrificed, you have come, you are sitting for the program. And one of the beautiful poems of our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, Jitni Tumhari Qurbani, Itni Khuda Ki Meherbani. How much qurbani you make, so much Allah will shower His blessings. So a big qurbani you are making, we know a businessman. In fact, our Sheikh used to say, who is a businessman? Business is from busy, from a person who is busy. Nas means all our nerves in the body. And man is man, so a man whose every nerve is busy, that is a businessman. And we know a businessman is not only 6-8 hours a businessman. When he's having his breakfast, he's thinking, today what I must do. When he's having his supper, his mind is in his shop. When he go to bed, his mind is in his shop. All the time he's busy. And this is for dunya. Now that Allah made us sit in the garden of Jannah. And this is for akhirat. That our qurbani we have made, Allah will grant us akhirat. And it comes in the hadith sharif, that when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, then you must graze very well. Like we see animals, cows, when they find green grass, how they go for it and how they enjoy eating it. So these are the gardens of Jannah, the green grass of Jannah. And yeah, we should set what a desire to learn, a desire to practice also, and a desire and keenness for deen. That will be our good grazing. And then in return, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make our akhirat also. And when Allah makes the akhirat, Allah makes the dunya also of that person. His deen also is made. Everything Allah ta'ala makes. Also, this is end of the financial year, end of February. And people will be stock taking, then they'll be looking at their balance sheets and see what we have done for the year, what was our profit or whatever, where do we stand, what must we do to improve, etc. A person, after seeing his balance sheet, he makes some decisions. So it comes in the hadith sharif also, hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Take stock of yourself before your stock will be taken. Now also, you know, when we get our balance sheet and our financials, then we have to submit to the receiver, then we check properly, we try our best at how much we can get away with tax, we mustn't get caught, we look for everything. So Allah Ta'ala, hadith sharif says that worry about your akhirat also, take stock of yourself before your stock will be taken. We also going to be checked, and when our stock will be taken in the akhirat, it will be told, iqra kitabak kafa bi nafsika al yawma alayka hasiba. Read your own balance sheet and you will be able to see for yourself that where I stand, what I've done for Jannah, what I've done for Jahannam, what were my good actions, what were my bad actions. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so kind that our good actions are there. Once we have done them, alhamdulillah, they are there with ikhlas. May Allah accept in His mercy and His kindness. And we are humans, we do make mistakes also. And Allah, it's not that it's going to also stay, like the good actions will remain. It doesn't mean bad actions will also remain. Just make tawbah. The minute you make tawbah, all the sins are forgiven. In fact, big sins like kufr and shirk. A person who is a kafir of 99 years or even more than that, if he just reads kalima, how long it takes to read la ilaha illallah. The minute he reads that, now 99 years of gunas are maaf. Just imagine how what the mercies of Allah Ta'ala are. That person till then was a nari, a person who's going to burn in the fire of Jahannam. Nar is fire, he's going to burn in the fire. But just he read that kalima and he becomes a nuri. He will go straight to Jannat. A person who was Jahannami, he was going to Jahannam. He just read the kalima, he becomes a Jannati. A person was mabghuz, hated by Allah, that Allah created him, Allah gave him all his ni'mats, whatever he's got, our eyes, our heart, our brains, everything, our houses, our family, our business, all from Allah. And a person didn't believe in Allah, how much Allah is angry on that person. But he just read the kalima, now he's believing. Immediately, all that 99 or even more years of that Allah hated him, disliked him, changes into the love of Allah instantly. And nobody of us, if somebody did wrong to you, one thing, we keep it in our hearts forever. Somebody just didn't attend our family function, a wedding or something, we keep it in our hearts. Hey, if somebody did more wrong, did you down in business, or did you down in other things, etc., you keep it in your heart. The minute a person made soap, the biggest guna, kufr, shirk, but he just read kalima, Allah forgives and forgets. Allah destroys all his files also. And Allah loves him. So this is a great occasion that you have made the sacrifice. So take stock of the akhirat. Take stock of our deen. Our good deeds are there. We make dua to Allah. Allah accept them. They remain. And at such a time, and just think also, every year we take stock of our shops, our business. We check our financials, our returns. We are returning to the receiver. We make sure before due date, my returns must be in. We are worried. But did we ever take stock of akhirat? Did we ever take stock? We don't know when we're going to return to Allah Ta'ala. Our financials must be, our returns must be in by end of June, whatever the date is set, cut off date. But by Allah, we don't know my cut off date, maybe the next minute also. Maybe the next hour, the next day also, we don't know. So there also, our returns, did we check what our returns are like? And that is more important. If you get in trouble with the receiver, may Allah save us all. But it's not the end of the world. We make it a big thing. We make it like a storm in a teacup. But if we got problems by Allah, that is a big problem. If we, when we die, and we die with gunas, and may Allah save us if a person has to die without iman, going to Jahannam forever and ever. What a big problem. So for that, we should take stock also. So let this be occasion, we take stock also. And also that we are making the sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Allah will give its returns also. Inshallah. The surah of the Quran Sharif I've recited is the shortest surah of the Quran Sharif, and unfortunately many of us, we made it a patent surah in our namaz. And we read this just all the time, wal asri inna atayna. Shortest surah, so we finish our namaz also quick. We shouldn't do that also. But anyway, it's the shortest surah, so the talk also will be short. And don't worry, we're not going to take all your time also. This surah was revealed on the occasion when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his boys, male issue, passed away while he was a baby. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sad. Naturally, anyone, if your child passes away, your boy, your daughter, we are sad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also sad. And to add fuel to the fire, to add salt to the wound, the mushriks of Makkah, they said now his religion won't carry on in the world, because they didn't want Islam to spread. They wanted the idol worship must remain, and that must carry on. And tawheed, believing in Allah, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, gaining the love of Allah Ta'ala, this they couldn't understand, they didn't want to accept. So, and normally a person's name also shines and carries on in the world because of your son. He carries on with daughter goes away, she takes a different surname also. She doesn't carry on with the father's work. But the boy, he carries on. Your business, if the boy comes into business, he carries on. You retire, you go at the back, your son is carrying on. And many, and most cases, the young people, young blood, they make that business also flourish. We were like our forefathers, they had 10 shanties. The people who came at the beginning, shop in front and the house in the store tomorrow made a bed. Hey, what was their kitchen dresser? Was that soap box, that blue bar soap box. That was their kitchen dresser. And today our melamine kitchens, and now what is the now granite kitchens, all these things from where to where. Their shops were little tin shanties, or they were hawking. And today their children, grandchildren are doing import-export trade. They are doing, running big, big business, cash and carry businesses. Big, big businesses they are carrying on. So your son carries on with your mission. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son passed away, the mushriks, the kuffar said, now his religion will also come to an end. He'll have to die also once he's dead. No, he hasn't got any male children, so nobody will carry on with his religion. Allah revealed this ayat. And what did Allah say in the surah? Allahu Akbar. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry what they are saying. Today also the people who are making propaganda and who are making cartoons of Nabi sallallahu, we don't really have to worry. What we have to do, many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah says directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, and to the believers, to the Muslims also, when people speak bad about you, people attack you, criticize you, don't worry to give answer. Don't worry to fight with them. Don't worry to take them to court, etc. What you, fasabbih bihamdi rabbik. You get engaged in singing the praises of Allah. Wasjud li rabbika, make sajda for Allah, make them, you turn more to Allah. That is what you must do. So Allah Ta'ala says, oh my beloved Nabi, they are criticizing you, they are hurting your feelings, they are speaking all bad things. And also today, normally, what all, every one of us, we think whole world's problem is on me. That my wife is giving me problem, my shop giving me, my children, I got all the problems. Everyone thinks the world's problems are on me. Handa mara upar bahut zulm kare. All are making lot zulm on me. Koi maru hambar tu ni. Nobody want to listen to me. Everyone feels like that. Our problems are nothing whatsoever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the biggest problems. But Allah Ta'ala, and that same applies to us also. That you don't worry who are attacks you, who criticizes you, who talks bad about you. When they do, they are washing your gunas. Allahu Akbar. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, our great Imam Azam, what a great man. He also had lot of critics, lot of people talking bad about him. What he should do, when he knew who's talking bad about me, he should send mithai, sweetmeats, halwa, etc. He should send trays and trays of mithai to them. Then that person realized after long that I'm doing wrong, he stopped talking bad of Imam Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Then Imam Sahib stopped sending mithai also. So he came and he said, when I was swearing you, criticizing you, talking bad about you, you were sending mithai for me. Now when I don't talk bad about you, now you also stopped. He says that you were washing my gunas for me. So I was rewarding you. You, what a big thing. If somebody washes your car for nothing, you pay the person. Somebody comes and clean your house, you pay the, somebody who cleans you of your gunas. And if you haven't got gunas, then your stages are going up. And if somebody comes and do your garden up, somebody comes and makes your house beautiful, so I paid you for that. Now you stop doing your job, so I also stop paying you. Eh? So or some buzurgs also say, when somebody speaks bad about you, then quickly put sweet meat, halwa, mithai in his mouth, the swears will come out sweet. You put sweet meat, now that swears will come out sweet also. And that is the truth. That person very soon will make tawbah. And he'll start speaking good about you. So it will become sweet. And also take a lesson from a fruit tree. Little children, they throw stones at the fruit tree to get the fruit. The tree doesn't send stones down. The tree sends fruit down. You send stones and the tree sends fruit for you. So if somebody sends to throw stones on us, criticizes us, speaks bad about us, etc., we don't reply it also with stones. Reply it with fruit. Talk good about the person. And Allah Ta'ala says, itfa billati hiya ahsan. When somebody is bad to you, etc., criticizes, in return you give him good. Itfa billati huwa ahsan. Fa idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawatun. Then that person who had enmity with you, he didn't like you, he was jealous about you, talking bad about you. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. He will become like, and just see the Quran Sharif, still he will have in his heart, but he will say, this man is so good, he speaks good to me, he's always kind to me, though I'm speaking bad about him. He will become like a very close friend. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. He won't be وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, he will be كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Who can do this? We have developed the quality of sabr. And sabr doesn't just fall from the air. We want to, a person want to become a millionaire and he's just lying on his bed daydreaming. By daydreaming he's not going to become a millionaire. Or a person want to become a millionaire, he wants to become the king of Africa in business. And he puts up 4 bamboo poles outside on the pavement. And he puts a little Hessian sack on top. And he's selling tea there. And he puts the name Hotel Paradise. Or king of Africa, his business. He's the biggest man in Africa. Just by you yourself saying those things, it doesn't become. So if you want to become, then one thing is you will have to acquire sabr. And sabr is not just going to fall. A person has to make effort for it. And for that, if you want to become an alim, we'll go to Darul Ulum. You want to make your son Hafiz alim, you'll send him to one of the Darul Ulums. You want to practice upon deen, you want to propagate deen, you'll go out in Jamaat. You go 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, 4 months, mashallah. How lot it will benefit you. But if you want the qualities of the heart, to have sincerity, to have ikhlas, to have sabr, to be able to be thankful, all these qualities, that department Allah has kept what we call the khanqah. What we call Allah wa ala buzurgani deen. When we stay with them, then these qualities will come to us. So Allah says, who will be able to do this? Today we know, let somebody just speak bad about you. He told us one, we tell him 10. Not only them, the wife. The wife tell us something and all the time she's saying something. And we say, tell her 10 things in return. One couple, husband and wife, were going for a joy ride, and then they had an argument, and in the argument they became cross with one another. Now the wife is not talking, husband also is not talking, and they're out on a joy ride. They passed a farm where there were all types of animals, horses, dogs, rabbits, all types, donkeys, all types of animals. To break the ice, the husband told the wife, that's all your family, isn't it? So she said, yes, my in-laws. So you tell her one, she'll tell you 10 in return. So but who can make sabr? Who can control himself? You want to say 20 things, but not to say a thing. That is kamal. It comes in the hadith that a wrestler, a person who wins a wrestling bout, boxing, a person who wins in boxing, he is not the real strong man. The strong man is that man that when his anger comes and he controls his anger. That is a strong man. Otherwise, normally a wrestler will say, oh, big strong man, mashallah, Muhammad Ali Clay, big boxer. But the hadith says the winner in wrestling, in boxing, is the one who can control his anger. Today we get angry on our children, on our workers, we get angry on the customers, we get angry on the wife, with everyone. How much can we control ourselves? So this we have to learn. When you learn that, then you'll have this good quality akhlaq. Character, akhlaq hasana. So illa alladhina sabaru wama yulqaha illa alladhina sabaru wama yulqaha illa dhu hadhin azim. Those people who got a big share from Allah. A big share from Allah is not you become a millionaire, multi-millionaire, billionaire. Big share from Allah, you have good character. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a young boy, 10 years or so. 10 years he stayed making khidmat, serving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying that 10 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never told me, why didn't you do this? Or why did you do that? Never did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make his eyes big for him. Never did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get a frown on his forehead for Allahu Akbar. Small boy, how many mistakes he must have made? Naturally. That's why he's saying it, that I made lot of mistakes. I did lot, but look at the akhlaq of Nabi. And what does he say further? I never felt anyone's palm more softer than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's palm. It was like silk. And the ulama have written, this was actually meaning that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character was like silk. Every one of us likes silk. It's so fine to be in silk, to handle silk is very, very nice. Calico, on the other hand, for example, is rough. You don't like calico, you like soft, something soft, silk you like that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character, not only that his palm was soft, but his character was such, everyone just blended with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people are such, you just sort of disagree with them. And some people you just blend, the first meeting and you just take a liking to the person. That person takes a liking to you, just blend you with one another. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like. And he says further, I never smelled attar, perfume, attar, more sweeter than the attar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was this also? His character was, everyone likes sweet smelling things. Something that smells bad, we all hate it, we dislike it. Anything that smells bad. But something that sweet smells sweet, it attracts you, it pulls you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character was like silk. Character was like ether. And more sweeter than musk also, the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So this is, to get this, we have to make an effort. We have to become bay'at to a sheikh. We have to spend time in the company of the sheikh. Then these qualities will come. Then see even the wife, how she will like us. Otherwise, it is a famous saying that a wife will never praise her husband whole life, but only two times. Can anyone tell me what are those two times? Besides our friends who are always the year. The two times are, one is before marriage and the one is after death. In between you must forget that ever your wife will praise you. You can be married 60, 70 years. You bought a house for her. You put it on her name. You did everything. She'll tell you, you did nothing for me till today. I do everything for you. You did nothing for me today. You bought all her clothes. You bought all her shoes. You bought her car also. She'll say, you did nothing for me. And before marriage, she will praise you. And who I'm getting, she'll tell all her friends, oh, my fiancé is like this. He's like that. She'll boast about you. Once you are married, 1-2 weeks, all right. After that, you must forget. And after you die, then she will praise you again. My one auntie, they were very old people. They've passed away. She was about 80 that time. She phoned me many times a few years ago. And she's telling me, your uncle is troubling me a lot. He's got this problem, that problem. Now, we small fry, small children in front of our big people, my uncle, auntie, I just tried and push it off. But she was insisting, many phones. Then I took Appa, we went and visit her. And she started, your uncle is like this, he does this. He, whole big list. And they're about 80. Now what I'm going to tell my uncle, just to pacify, I said I'll make dua, I'll try to speak to him, etc. Anyway, after 2 months, my uncle passed away. So we went again, Taziyat. So now she said, we were that part of my family, we always speak Afrikaans more. So she told me, Abdul Hamid, weet jy wat, het was getrouwd met jou oom vir 60 jare. Of 60 years, not one day he even gave me so much trouble. I say, just now 2 months ago, her list was not coming to an end. But now that he has passed away, now I say, 60 years, no trouble whatsoever. So to control ourselves in front of our wives, when they will tell us all things, what and what, when she tells you, you didn't do anything for her, your blood will boil also. You'll say, you did nothing for me, and you, how are you, etc. And what I did. Who can control? A person who's got sabr. And that person has to be so strong, more than a boxer also, more than a wrestler also. Then you'll be able to, and then she will praise you afterwards. That my husband, what and what? She's going to realize at night, next day, what and what I told my husband. But he just kept on smiling. And they get more cross. When you keep quiet also, they get cross. And when you smile also, they get, and if you talk also, they get cross. There's no win situation. But you just have to control yourself. And then you will see. So the surah, Allah, and this is, as I told, it's not even a storm in a teacup compared to what the people were saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had iman and yaqeen on his own nabu. I'm Allah's Nabi. And this is what they are telling me. I'm trying my utmost to take them to Jannah, to save them from Jahannam, the tortures, the fires, the snakes, the punishment of Jahannam. And this is what I'm getting in return. Like, for example, for anyone, you do everything for that person, for your son, for your wife, for anyone. And all the time they swearing you, criticizing you, in fact want to hit you, want to kill you also, and you determined to do good for them. How much more you feel it? If you haven't got feeling for somebody, that person shouts, swears you, alright, well, he's a stranger, he's somebody who doesn't know. But your son knows you, your wife knows you, and you do so much. Some people, for their parents, what they do so much, but the parents just all the time are angry with them, talking bad about them all the time. We know these things happen. So how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sabr? How much he had to control? For hours, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You have got the most beautiful example in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us, we say, when people got problems, they phone, they talk, they say, and we tell them, make sabr. They say, how much sabr must we make? How many years I'm making sabr? Isn't there a limit to sabr? Isn't there an end to sabr? Just keep Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front, and it will be easy for you to make. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sabr? Just imagine one instance I will mention. When it was the beginning days of Islam. Islam is just still started. And one very old lady was carrying a bundle of wood on her head. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw it, and see the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, auntie, if you don't mind, I'll carry your bundle for you. Your bundle of wood, I will help you. Any person is happy. Somebody carries your weight, then you are happy. So she said, by all means, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried Allah's Nabi. He's carrying that old lady, and he knew this old lady, how she hated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as they walking, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking of good character, akhlaq, to be kind, goodness, all good things. She's also getting impressed, but she doesn't know who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They come to a fork in the road, where there are two directions. The one is a shortcut to her house. So she says that we won't take the shortcut, because Muhammad Sahabi, she told. It means Muhammad, na'uzu billah, the kafir, who gave up his forefathers' religion. He lives on this road, and he makes such jadu, she told, that whoever even passes his house become like him. And they listen to him. So don't take the shortcut. And it's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. We'll take the long. He said, no problem, auntie. And he's talking good. When they reach near her at her house, now he has to put the bundle of wood down. She asked, but who are you? I never know a man like you in Makkah Sharif. What a good man. You help me out. And so good things you are talking. He said, I'm that same Muhammad Sahabi what you told. She said, then before you put your bundle of wood down, clean my heart of kufr and shirk. Let me also read your kalima. So this character, this akhlaq, we have to try and develop in. And see how we'll win everyone over. We cannot win people. You can score points in an argument, but you won't win the person. You can win the argument, but you won't win the person. Rather lose the argument. You lose the points, but win the person over. And that can only come by akhlaq. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that Allah give us all tawfiq over and over to go to Medina Sharif, to go to Makkah Sharif. When a person goes to Medina Sharif and he reads 1,000 times inna the surah, inna a'tainakal kawthar, the whole surah, then Allah's Rasul becomes extremely happy with him, as though you going to somebody's house to go and visit them. And on the way you telling them you are coming home from overseas, from Dubai, from Hong Kong, from anywhere, and you are phoning home over and over, and you say, I brought this present for you, I bought that present for the children, that for the grandchildren. How everyone now is eagerly waiting for you. Maybe they're waiting for the presents, but they'll say, I'm waiting for you. But they're actually waiting for all the presents you bring. But in any case, they're going to give you a warm welcome. So whoever reads Inna Aatayna, he'll get a warm welcome in Medina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will, so to say, make his istiqbal, will welcome him, and he will be received. And then, wallah, one friend just wrote to me now that he made amal. In fact, a lady, she made amal on this, and she said, the first time, they go regularly for Umrah also, first time I enjoyed my stay in Medina, how I enjoyed it this time. Because if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is receiving you, you're going to somebody's house, and that person is eager to have you, happy to have you, you enjoy. And if you go to somebody's house, they're not interested in you. Hey, they don't even open the door for you. Finally, when they open, they show you your room, it is dirty, the bed is... How you feel? But when somebody receives you and makes you feel welcome, how? So we, by reading the surah, and Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, the greatest praises in the Quran Sharif for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in the surah. So now time is almost up. Maulana told me 45 minutes. I said, Maulana, you want to get me in trouble. Eh? That the people would say, what's wrong with this Maulvi? Doesn't you know we have to go to our shops? Eh? So I'll cut it short, inshallah. So anyway, I'll just translate. Allah says, we inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever they are saying, you don't worry. We have given you kawthar. One meaning of kawthar, which we all know, is the fountain of kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. And any person who drinks one but from there will never feel thirsty again. He'll drink the wonderful and drinks of Jannat, Zanjabila, and all the other beautiful drinks of Jannat, but not for thirst, for enjoyment he will drink. And he will enjoy it. So that is what Allah will give. And on the day of Qiyamah, which is also very important for us to consider, is that all of us will want to, the heat will be so intense. People will be so thirsty, and there'll be no water anywhere else but at the fountain of Kawthar, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be given. So we should try and make our lives according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From head to toe, from morning to night, from birth to death, try and bring the sunnahs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will love those people. And then we will get the drink, inshaAllah. Allah give it to all of us. La yasma'u ba'dahu abada. Never will that person feel thirsty after that. The other meaning of Kawthar is khair-e kathir. Allah will, we have given you a goodness of in great abundance. What they are like a frog, frog, what does it do? Croak, like a frog croaking, or like a crow crowing. Don't worry about that noises. They may a dogging bark in tahmil alihi yalhas, wa in tatrukhu yalhas. A barking dog barks all the time. You throw a stone at him, he barks. You leave him alone, he barks. These are barking dogs. You don't worry. I, Rabbul Alameen, Khaliqus Samawati wal Ard, I am giving you Kawthar. I'm giving you khair-e kathir, goodness in great abundance. What you worried about these non-entities? These people who have got no value, you don't worry about them. We have given you kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. And then what must you do in return? Allah gave you all this goodness. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. You make namaz for Allah. You don't worry what they say. You don't go and fight with them. If they are like uncivilized, uncouth people, you also don't become uncivilized and uncouth. Leave them alone. You make Allah's ibadat. You have more Allah is going to give you. Just like it comes for a fasting person. If somebody fights with a fasting person, argues, it comes in the hadith, tell him, inni mra'un fasa'imun. I'm a fasting person. Two meanings ulama I've given. Tell him, I don't want to fight with you. I got roza. I don't want to argue and fight with you. The other is that, why must I engage myself with you? Eh? That my akhlaq, I'm fasting, I don't want to spoil my roza. I don't want to speak bad words. So don't disturb me. And you just carry on. Let him bark if he wants to bark. Let him say what he wants to. But you contend yourself. In your heart you say that I'm a fasting person. Why must I fight with you? One time in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody came and he was speaking bad to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, telling bad things, accusing him, all types of things. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just smiling, saying nothing. After some time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said one word in self-defense, that what you are saying is not right, what you are saying is wrong. Immediately, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got angry. He got up and he started walking away. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Rasul, when he was talking bad about me, accusing me, criticizing me, telling me all the worst things, you just sat smiling. And when I said one word to defend myself, you became angry and you got up and you started walking away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Bakr, as long as you were quiet, Allah sent a farishta to defend you. And the farishta was answering on your behalf. But when you spoke, Allah became angry, and Allah's Nabi cannot sit in a gathering about which Allah is angry. So I got up and walked. So when people criticize, tell us bad, Allah, and we make sabr and we control ourselves, Allah sends a farishta to defend you, and you don't have to defend yourself. Allah was, and what you do, you make Allah's ibadat, read tasbih, make zikr, make tilawat, read Quran Sharif, read namaz, etc. That is what Allah will get happy. So fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Wanhar is actually qurbani, sacrifice more for Allah Ta'ala, and you don't worry. Inna shani'aka wal abtar. Your enemies that they are there and they talking, they will be cut off. They told you will be abtar, that your progeny won't move because your son has died. And a son carries the father's name, so no more son. So your progeny will die, your religion will die, everything will come to an end. Allah say they will come to an end. And really, nobody in the world should have known about Abu Jahl, about all the kafirs. They got no history to keep their names alive. The names that are kept alive is also the barakat of Islamic history. Because all the tafsir and the hadith and the Islamic history, that people know who is Abu Jahl. Otherwise, nobody should have known them. So they Allah cut them off completely. And their religion, their idol worship, Allah removed it from the Kaaba Sharif, and it will never return to Hijaz-e-Muqaddas. Allah cut them off, and Allah kept the name of, and today Islam is in the four corners of the world. Allah had promised Islam will spread. As much as those people who hate Islam, Allah made them bring Islam to their country. The British were very much against Islam, but Allah made them to bring them as from Java, Indonesia, in the Cape Peninsula, as prisoners of war, as slaves, etc., brought them there. Then the British had their sugar plantations in Durban, that side. They needed people to work. They brought them from Madras. Those people were Indian. Most of them were not Muslims, but they had Indian needs. To serve the Indian needs, Allah Ta'ala, they brought the Gujarati merchants. Our people, the Gujarati people, shopkeepers, business people, to serve their needs. And together with all that, what came? Our masjids. Where in Volkskrug there should be a masjid? Where in South Africa there should be a masjid? Now every corner, Johannesburg, so big city, busy city, Pretoria, Swani, what a big city, busy. Everywhere corner, namaz, azans, deed is carried on in the whole world. In the UK, some places you go, you think we're in an Islamic country. You go to Leicester, for example, you go to Blackburn, these places, you think we're in an Islamic country. You see people all the time, kurta, topi, burqa, all the time. Go to America, go to China, go to Australia, the whole world. Allah Ta'ala brought Islam alive. So, and also remember, like a mosquito, when it wants to attack you, it makes a big noise. It comes zoom, zoom, zoom. And before it can do something, you make doom, doom, doom. And the mosquito die. Or you clap him and you kill him. Finish, mosquito is dead. And a bad bug that comes, katmal. It comes quietly. You don't know nothing. It finishes attack everything and it returns back again. And then you realize, now you start scratching. Mm-hmm. Now you look around, no enemy to be found. Enemy is gone already, safely. So all batil, falsehood, they make too much zoom, zoom, zoom everywhere. And we think, oh, kufr is too much everywhere. Shias are everywhere. Qadianis are everywhere. And the people of truth, they work quietly. Like here, Falsras Masjid never comes in the newspaper, never comes in the TV or anything. But all other things, the big, big noise in the newspaper, in the TV, big media or everything it comes. Tabligh Jamaat, big ijtima take place, 20,000, 40,000 people, nowhere in the newspaper, nowhere in the media, quietly. Darul Ulooms, our madrasas which are carrying on, quietly. So this is the way to work. So don't worry of the big, that's only zoom, zoom, zoom in the air. So don't worry about that. What is on the ground in the whole world this is. If we read, we won't read about Islam is so much in America, so Islam is so much in Europe, etc. No way you will read. But when you will go, the churches are getting sold, becoming masjids. Club houses, bars are getting sold, becoming masjids. It's happening in the whole world. Islam is spreading. We, in our mind, because we also follow news. So we think, oh, Islam, and they're giving all false views. So we think it's bad, the condition in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Afghanistan, Iraq, all this place, in Syria now, the Mujahideen got the upper hand. They got control of everything. The news, they're just giving us all false propaganda. So don't worry of that zoom, zoom, just make doom, doom and finish them up. And the truth is Islam is spreading. In this surah, Allah Ta'ala has taught us our great success. Bring the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bring the way of life and see how we will flourish as an individual, as a family, as a community we will flourish. And we have to follow in their ways, we will just go down. And at the time of maut, it will be very serious if we following in their ways. Follow in our way and bring our deen into our lives. And for that, it's absolutely necessary that we have to make some contact with some Allah wala, and then take guidance from him, take his duas, his tawajjuh on you and his company, and then see how our lives will change. For this, inshallah, on Yawm al-Sabt Saturday in Newcastle, which is so near from you, we are having an Islahi Jalsa for that, from Asr to Maghrib in the Darul Uloom in Newcastle. Please all try to attend there, come there and take the benefit from that, inshallah. We just had this weekend Islahi Jalsa in Azadwal, and people came from where? People came all the way from Sri Lanka, from France, from Zambia, from where else, just for the 3 days of the 2 days of the Islahi Jalsa. And we are here. We're right here. So we should take advantage. And this Newcastle one, hardly a stone's throw from here. And it's on the weekend. So please do try and come. And inshallah take benefit. May Allah give tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين.